I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. While tomorrow traditionally kicks off the Christmas shopping season, Russian Ministries is gearing up for their Project Hope Great Gift Exchange. Michael Manyezo says 50,000 gifts will be handed out to Russian children this year through the local church. Boxes include small gifts and a Bible.
It helps the local churches to build bridges to these children, to build bridges to the local population. It's not preaching the gospel directly, but first we build bridges, and after that, we start telling them about Jesus, about his love.
Legislation is pending that could prevent this from happening next year. Next, at Shepherd's Ministries, they're celebrating 50 years of ministry. As they do, they launched a campaign called The Turning Point. It's designed to raise money for renovations on the campus and expand Shepherd's College. Dan DiDonato, the Vice President of Development at Shepherd's, says this is a turning point for their ministry. $12 million of the $25 million has already been raised. Shepherd's College shares the gospel while providing an education for the development mentally disabled. And Barry Fees with the Jesus Film Project recently told us about two follow-up series in development.
This is a huge project, and we're working in both the cities as well as in the rural areas, and these are tools that we're developing mostly for the rural areas.
Short films used for discipleship training are in production and will be used to follow the Jesus film.
It's not uncommon when we show the film for the next day for the people who have come to know Christ to meet together and to begin a group, a follow-up group that starts to learn more about what it means to be a Christian.
Complete details are available at our website. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Aviation Fellowship is making available the free book, Gateway to the Jungle, the incredible life story of jungle pilot George Boggs. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or learn more about it or request your copy at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.